Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the morning show.
Hey, man. How are you?
Dave, the first question I have for you is, I think, a pretty obvious one. Why the name All Mankind? It seems pretty unique to me.
When we're thinking about it, I remember thinking back to previous bands I'd been in, thinking about names for bands is one of the hardest things to do, because you've got so many personalities in the band and so many ideas of what you can call yourselves, and so often you come up with names that kind of sound stupid and everything. So that can be like just a lengthy, boring process. So with the name All Mankind, I decided, I'm just going to look through some lyrics, because lyrics often have really, great words put together that you wouldn't normally put in a sentence. Decided to look through some lyrics, and for me it was kind of, what do? I go straight to Pearl Jam, because Pearl Jam is my favorite band in the world, and Eddie Vedder is a great lyricist. So I went to one of their albums, No Code, and looked through a few songs and wrote down a few ideas, and one of those ideas was All Mankind from the Pearl Jam song Mankind, and put that together and sent it off to the other guys, and I think All Mankind kind of stuck out. We thought it was quite different, and it just sounded different and it sounded strong, and kind of lived with it for a couple of weeks and then decided, let's go with that. So that's kind of how we got our name, and the band all kind of came together. So
you are you're actually the one who can take credit for the name of the group?
I can, that's right.
Nice.
Which I'm kind of proud of. So
yeah,
that's nice. My little contribution to everything.
Here you are contributing on drums in one of your songs called Break the Spell. You're tuned into your morning show on KNOM Radio.
Flower dies.
So your first album just came out. The group has been together since 2008, and your album is now out. It's called Simple Desire. What was the process there? Can you explain that a little bit more for me, how the album came into existence?
So we were in England, and we were spending a few weeks there, and kind of by accident, just by really good timing, we met a guy called Mike Crossy, who was a producer, and Mike had done stuff like Arctic Monkeys and the Foals and the Kooks, some really great English bands. And we met with Mike, and he'd heard our music, and he kind of had the idea to do it all very old school, to record the album kind of like they used to, and record the track and, you know, get really great performances and kind of just do it like an old school record, which doesn't happen as much. Now, like, so many people just do it in computers and stuff, which is fine, but he had that vision for us. And so we spent 5 weeks in Liverpool and recording with Mike. And, you know, for me personally, it was one of the best musical experiences of my life. You know, it was just really great to be in the studio and be really creative and watching Mike do his thing. He's kind of, it's almost like an art form, the way he uses his mixing desk and does all the microphones and stuff. So it was a long process to get the album done, but, you know, I think in the end, you know, we're really happy with the result. And, so we love it. So it worked out well.
Nice. I initially heard you guys, I heard this song, Can You Hear Me? Does that happen to be on the album, or is that just something that kind of came before Simple Desire?
Yeah, that's on the album. We wrote that. It's a bit of an older song. I can't remember when we wrote that. A few years before the album, but yeah, that's definitely on the album. That's one of our favorites.
And can you talk a little bit more about what was behind that song, why it came into existence, and kind of what the message of it is?
Yeah. The reason it came into existence, I guess, it's mostly, you know, a lot of the songs are written by, or the main idea is written by Rich, our lead singer, and, you know, we were just writing, and he just came in with this song one day, and, you know, we just kind of put it together, and I think the lyrics changed a bit, and the message behind the song changed a bit, but, you know, I think the idea of the song is, it's kind of about someone who feels maybe they've lost all hope, or they've lost hope and kind of feels like they're alone in the world. And they're kind of screaming out, can you hear me? Because there's this kind of hopelessness. But I think at the same time, it's like, you know, kind of a positive song talking about that you're not alone in the world and all that sort of thing. So many people go through hard times, and Just knowing that you're not alone is something I think is really close to Rich's heart. You know, he went through, some bad things back in his past, which I guess can't really talk about because it's his personal thing. But, that's where he was coming from, and that's kind of why he wrote the song.
My name's Maddie, your morning show host on KNOM's Morning Show. Here we go with one more tune from All Mankind called Can You Hear Me?
Tell me, can you hear the crack from a hard life breaking? Can you see the flood from the waves of my regret? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? There are no more cards to play. In a corner, I surrender to your way. To your way. I don't want to live my life for less than nothing. I don't want to gain the world if I lose my soul. I want to have a chance to see the change you can work within me. Can you hear me? Can you? Come
Can You Hear Me, a track off of the Australian band All Mankind's brand new studio album called Simple Desire. We've been chatting with the drummer of All Mankind, Dave. Thank you, Dave, for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for ringing. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you for creating some fantastic music, and have a good day.
Cool. Thanks, Maddie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.